I was really fortunate in who I chose, and yeah, I chose as my very first copywriting client. It was David Bullock, and I've talked about him before. At the time, David was a faculty member for Ken McCarthy for his system seminar, which was like the biggest internet marketing seminar of the decade of the 2000s. And he was a faculty for Perry Marshall, who was blowing up teaching Google AdWords at the time. And David Bullock specialized in a testing methodology based in this statistical model created by Junichi Taguchi, who worked in manufacturing in Japan. And the statistical model was designed to test a very large number of variables and variations in any testing scenario, not just marketing. And through testing this large, like a very specific combinations of this large number of variables and variations, you were able to in like 16 different test conditions, you were able to figure out the equivalent of thousands of different test conditions, such that you were able to see, like, oh, this plus this plus this plus this plus this, even if we never tested it, is most likely to be the most effective one. And so we're going to test that against our control and figure it out. Like, it's all very complex, and I'm not trying to teach you Taguchi testing here, but there was one critically important lesson about marketing testing that I picked up during this time working with David and learning the Taguchi methodology that I think is really relevant. And I was just thinking of it this morning, and I thought that I would share it with you here in today's episode.
These are the proven direct response marketing, copywriting, and entrepreneurship success strategies you can use today to write your own ticket and create the life you want. I am Roy Furr, and this is Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Now, here's today's breakthrough.
So this testing methodology, it's like being able to dissect or to pick apart your marketing, or almost to look at it with like X-ray vision, where you can see all the different pieces and parts in front of you. So because of the way that Taguchi testing worked, what you would be doing was you would, for example, look at a landing page, or even like, I loved this, I was able to look at a little tiny Google ad, right? Three lines of text, right? Three lines of text. And I had to identify something like four or five different variables inside that line of text that, or inside those three lines, well, I guess four lines, including the URL, that I was going to test based on being able to rotate in different variables. And so essentially what I was able to do, like I picked apart this Google ad and I said, a Google ad is not just a Google ad. Like it's not just one Google ad. It's all of these different little variables and how they can all contribute to the total success measured in click-through rate of that particular ad. And what it forces you to do when you learn this methodology is it forces you to recognize that anything that you're putting out there into the marketplace, in terms of marketing testing, even something as small as a Google ad, it is made up of any number of component parts, and it can be broken down into all of those component parts. And when you break it down into all of those component parts, what you're able to do is you're able to then test. And if you're using the Taguchi methodology, you're able to figure out, like, among all of these component parts, which ones influence response in the biggest ways, which ones make the biggest difference in terms of the results that you're able to get. But it's also a good reminder, and this is the lesson that's carried through to this day in all the marketing that I create, that every single element of your promotion matters. Every single part of the marketing creative matters. And, well, okay, that's not exactly true. Every single part of your marketing creative can matter. It can influence response. And so, like, I've done training on this. I have a training called The Scientific Path to Increasing Profits. And I don't think that I've talked about this recently. But it captures a lot of the high-level thinking behind marketing testing that I gathered from my time working with David and that I've applied in the years and years since then. But the thing about this is, let's say, for example, you look at the picture at the top of a landing page, right? A landing page, it could be a product shot. It could be a product in use shot. And then is the person who's using it a man or a woman? Is it a young person, an older person? Is it just a picture of a person? Is it a picture of a family? Is it a picture, like, and how do those different pictures influence total response? The testimonials that you use, the pictures with the testimonials, how does the choice of one testimonial versus another influence the total response to the promotion? The different headlines that you use, the different colors of headlines can matter. I've had headlines where it looked more like a logo than a headline, and at times that can influence response, right? And so you have to look at your marketing not just as a like, we're going to test this versus this, but how does the implementation of each of these individual elements inside the marketing impact the response? And you know, what we learned with Taguchi is that it's probably too complex for the vast majority of people who are internet marketers to do. And there wasn't a lot of traction in terms of trying to get internet marketers to do Taguchi, even though, for example, in that Google Ads test, we were getting something like 8 or 9% click-through rates on branded keyword search terms. So this was at a previous company that I was at. These were branded keyword search terms. So people were searching for the company, and we were getting 8 or 9% click-through rate. And I was able to increase just by testing, like, these different variables inside these four lines of a Google ad. I was able to increase the click-through rate to over 16%, just testing that. And for those of you who don't know, like, why would you pay Google to send branded traffic your way? It can actually significantly increase your revenue and profits to advertise on your own branded search terms. But like the point of this is, when you're able to look at and break down all of these different variables inside your marketing message, you can say, okay, how is this particular thing contributing to the response? How is this particular thing contributing to the response? How is this particular thing contributing to the response? And on a very long landing page, or let's say in a very long video sales letter or something like that, you're probably not going to find, like, the wording in let's say it's a 8,000 word video sales letter script, you're probably not going to find the wording between words like let's say 5,000 and 6,000, and that's like making a giant difference in response. But what you might find is the first 2 minutes of that video sales letter, when tested differently, you could have 3 or 4 different approaches to that that could be tested differently that do make a dramatically big difference in response. Or, for example, guarantees, offers, price, those things can make a dramatic difference in response. Are we going to include these bonuses or not? Which bonuses are we going to include? Or let's say upsells, you know, is this upsell going to work better than that upsell? And when you start to drive significant traffic and you're driving significant revenue, like, being able to tear apart all of the marketing that you're doing into all of these component parts, recognizing that there are all these different elements that are contributing to the response, and it's not just like funnel A versus funnel B, right? It could be 1,000 variations of funnel A that could contribute and add up to different results versus 1,000 different variations of funnel B. And so in terms of testing strategy, like, the big, oftentimes the biggest direct marketing companies, what they will do is they will hire, you know, copywriter A to build funnel A and copywriter B to build funnel B, and create these different elements or create these different campaigns or funnels or whatever. And they'll test them against each other because you'll often, you know, you can come up with, oh, this one does like 50% better, so we're going to go with this one. But then even once you have that one working, that's when you start to take it apart and you start to optimize. And so you test big differences, and then like when you have something working, your opportunity to scale and to build that can increase dramatically when you start to tear it apart and look at, okay, if we test some different leads, that's typically a place where you can make a big difference. Or if we test price points, that's a place where you can make a big difference. Or, you know, whatever it is that you're testing, finding the places where you can make a big difference. But again, that all goes back to this skill. This ability to have X-ray vision on every bit of marketing creative that you have for the purpose of being able to test it and to be able to say, like, okay, if we change this particular element, how big of a difference is it going to make? And through time, if you do this a lot, you start to learn that certain things make a bigger difference than others. But the only way that you can figure that out is recognizing that it's not just like sales letter A versus sales letter B. It's all of these different components that can be implemented in different ways that contribute to the overall impression and engagement and response that you get from any given marketing piece. And that's, you know, and ultimately this is why when I create marketing for a client and we go back and forth on like reviewing the copy, I will often have a conversation with them and they'll say, oh, like, we don't want it this way. And I'll say, why? And they'll have some reason. And I'll say, okay, well, my reason for doing that very specific element in that very specific way is this. And here's my justification for that. And if you strongly believe that, you know, it's not even worth testing my justification, it's your copy. However, if you believe that my justification is better than your justification, maybe we should go with mine. Or if we think that this is going to be a significant factor, but maybe both of our justifications are strong, then let's try a test of the two and we'll figure out how that works out. And, you know, great clients do test a lot, and so we often end up running tests. So that's my lesson for today. If you would like to check out The Scientific Path to Increasing Profits, I've dropped a link in the description. Let me know in the comments with this episode or in a review on a scale of 1 to 10, how valuable are you finding this and why? What are your action items? What are your takeaways? How did this make you rethink your approach to marketing and testing and developing creative for your marketing and for your marketing tests? Also, tap that like button before you go so you get more content like this delivered to you and so the magical algorithms of the internet know to share it with more people like you who will find it valuable. You can certainly share it with folks directly. And subscribe before you go. You can subscribe here. You can also go to breakthroughmarketingsecrets.com, sign up, get my daily episode notifications by email, as well as exclusive content for email subscribers. I'm Roy Furr. This is your daily episode of Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Always aim for a 10 out of 10 value. I hope I've delivered it here, and I'll catch you again in the next episode. See you soon. Bye.
Thank you once again for tuning in to this daily episode of Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Remember, check out the links with this episode for even more value. Now make sure you like, comment, share, subscribe, and engage in every way you can to keep this show going and growing and delivering daily value to you. I'll catch you soon for your next big breakthrough.